why should logic work anymore when two things occur? We take away the anchor, the regulatory aspect of a source of energy from having any influence whatsoever in dominating the circuit and telling it what to do. You know, like a voltage source or a current source. In particular, let's take for an example a voltage source. It regulates voltage, right? It fixes the voltage that's coming out of it, and it only allows current to vary. And that has a heavy-duty influence on reactance, electrical reactance within the circuit, disallowing the over-reactive condition that reactive components can become involved with. If we allow them to, by lowering the voltage sufficiently enough, then they can overreact, and the Q factor can go sky high. But it doesn't go sky high because we keep the voltage up so high. So it's our own fault, but it creates logic when we do that fault. So that energy in has to equal energy out, and everything's highly regulated, and the Q factor remains low. And logic starts to take place. The logical throughput. You know, you have energy coming from the source, and it goes to the load, and it takes time to get there, and then it comes back to the source, and the source gets depleted if it's not continually being recharged from some outside prime mover. You know, that kind of logical throughput falls on its ass and literally has no place anymore in a free energy circuit because it doesn't exist anymore. We got rid of it by getting rid of regulation. We no longer regulate the situation, so why should logic be there? That's the whole point of logic. It regulates it regulates cause and effect, right? But now we get a whole new set of rules for cause and effect when we take away that regulatory influence of a high voltage input. It's still there. We still have some regulation, but it's loose. It's not micromanaging like a tyrant anymore. It's a very loose association between cause and effect. And because it's a weak coupling a loose coupling between cause and effect, because now the components are free to do as they please. And one of the things that, and not only the components, but the current phase and the voltage phase, namely the magnetomotive force and the electromotive force, can do as they please. And you know what they want to do? They don't want to stay together. It's amazing we get them together at all in a circuit, but that's because of we persist in using highly elevated input of voltage, regulated voltage from a voltage source, to make sure that the two forces of electricity stay together and stay as close together as possible. You know, zero power factor, as close together as possible, positive watts. But when we don't do that, then they tend to fall apart because it's not their intrinsic nature to stay together anyway. The universe doesn't work that way. The universe is not composed of electricity. It's composed of forces of electrodynamics that don't really want to mingle because they're repelled from each other like two enemies. You know, they don't want to be in the same room together. And we force them to. And that's the only reason why logic works, the logic of so-called physics. You know, energy in equals energy out, conservation of energy. That's the only reason why it works, because we force it to work, not because it can work automatically on its own. So the universe doesn't work that way. The universe doesn't work by conservation of energy because it doesn't have to. It works by perception of energy based on the quality factor, having an impact on how we perceive how much work that X amount of energy can perform. Can it perform X amount of work or double with the same amount of energy, perform double the amount of work, or an infinite quantity of work from that same X amount of energy, that same unit of energy? All of that is possible just by varying the Q factor. It's ridiculously simple. But nobody thinks to take it as a rational course of discussion because, oh, it's not practical, it can't happen. But we know in theory it's there. So we never talk about it. That's right. They never do. I knew this all along. They knew the whole story and they kept shutting up and kept it to themselves and they never went there. I knew it in my heart. And here it is. It's the Q factor. Nobody wants to go there because they don't think it's possible. Yet it is possible. Stop regulating the situation by force feeding the circuit all of the voltage you think it will need. And we know how much it'll need. We know how much the appliance will need. Stop feeding all of it and feed it the amount, the same amount that's in our environment. The trees, plants, animals, you and I transmit and receive back and forth. A millionth part of a volt. Or for that matter, a millionth part of an ampere. You know, it's ridiculous to think that we can't we learn from nature? So we don't. We learn from our authority figures. And they keep passing on a tradition that has nothing to do with nature. People have stopped going to nature to learn how nature does things. We're not interested in replicating nature. Nathan Stubblefield did, and he had a perfect system that was pollution-free. It created no electrosmog whatsoever. And yet he had heat, he had light, he could power motors, he had underground telephonic transfer of voice, clear as a bell, for a range of 26 miles. He just couldn't operate in the city where all the electropollution was already there 100 years ago. It was more than 100 years ago. We already had it in our cities, in New York City. So he couldn't even go there and get investors anyway. So it's our own fault that we've created this self-fulfilling proposition that conservation of energy has any validity to the valence shells of an electron, of the electron valence shells of an atom that don't even possess any mass. So E equals mc squared doesn't have any relevance, that's for sure. And conservation of energy doesn't have any relevance if we stop forcing it to have relevance. If we stop force feeding the circuit all of the voltage that its load will require in order to operate. And instead, take it on faith. Hey, you know, do we give our children everything they will possibly need to spend for the rest of their lives before we boot them out the door? No. Only if you're an inherited wealth. That's a rare few amount of individuals on this planet. We call them royalty, landed gentry. Those are the kinds of people who get that kind of beneficial treatment. But yet we treat our devices the same way. Very pampered. And very landed gentry, and like they're royalty or something. We literally treat our devices better than we treat ourselves. Talk about displaced values. No, I know what my stepfather wanted to kick me out the door, give me a month's worth of rent to pay the apartment rate and the utilities, and that's it, and then I'm on my own. That was his outlook. And I used to think, God, that's so crass, Dad. Well, that's only because I wasn't getting love at home. But regardless, if I had gotten some love at home, I probably would have appreciated his perspective. But I didn't. But that's literally the way we should look at how we feed our circuits energy. No more than what the environment provides, which is just the right amount to allow and to foster overreactance so that our Q factor can go sky high, willy-nilly, silly-nilly, and we can have any workload accommodated by the same scant amount of energy simply because the quality factor is so much higher than it was before. It's really all about quality factor, changing perception. Now, I can quote the Vedas, but I know most people don't know them and couldn't care less. Richo aksare parame vyoman, knowledge is structured in consciousness. And then it goes on some other stuff to say that knowledge is structured in consciousness. There are different, knowledge is different in different states of consciousness. That's the second statement. And he who is not open to that, what can these laws, namely these Vedic hymns, do for him? But he who is open to it is firmly established in that. And it kind of goes without saying that I've done all the hard work on my own, using simulators to train me on what electrodynamic theory actually is, apart from how it's taught. And so they're taught all the right stuff. They're just programmed not to go there. Don't solve the problem of how do we get the quality factor up. Don't even go there. Don't even solve the problem. Because it's not a problem. It's not something you can solve. Well, guess what? all these inventors have come and gone and have already solved the problem, but they were never allowed to share their invention with us. The Amman brothers from 1921, arrested for stealing energy from the grid. Well, yeah, that can happen, but what the fuck do we have the grid here for? It's our own stupidity. I mean, that's like saying, you stole my shit from me. Well, no, I'm just being crass and saying that. No, literally, you stole my shit from me. Now what am I supposed to do without my shit? You know, no, I don't want gold. I don't want silver. No, I want shit. And I don't want you taking it from me. I mean, that's literally the attitude we have. I'm not using shit as a colloquialism. I mean it literally. Poop. Shit. Why'd you steal it from me? I mean, that's literally the attitude we take. All right. I've kvetched enough. I hope so.